Welcome back to DB Hoops, where we discuss DB Hoops. Let's jump right into it. So DB is entering the regional today, Saturday, where they will be playing Morristown East. If they win that, I'm not sure who they play. Likely Tennessee High, who is one of their rivals from the conference. Colton, what do you think about that?
I think, yes, I agree with you. They are rivals. And I also agree that they have a chance to win against them. Morristown East is a good team, by the way. So if DB beats them, they could be one of the state champions. So, I mean, if we have every single player try hard, I think we can beat them. But if we don't, if one of us just gives it a little bit of effort off, then they could beat us. But I think we have a chance of winning if we can all play good, get rebounds, score, and most of all pass. Passing and defending is like the key to the game. Passing can get your players open, number one. Defending can steal the ball, keep your players from scoring, and if you have really good defense and annoy them, you can get the ball for free by making them walk, double dribbling, and even just making them nervous and making them not handle the ball really well, and you could just steal it. So I think that they have a pretty good chance this year. Back to you, Cooper.
Now let's discuss tomorrow night's impact player. I personally think that Murray Foreman will be tomorrow's impact player, because if you look at the past games, he's the one who gets our offense going. If he gets our offense going, we normally get on a roll, which triggers other players like Charlie Browder, Chase Jenkins, Romello Wadsworth, Britt Thomas, and people like that. So I think that Murray Foreman will be our impact player of the game.
I agree. And I think if Charlie can stay on their biggest player and keep him unsettled, then we'll have a good chance of making them shoot outside, while we're guarding them, which would be pretty hard. And I also think that if Chase can drive, he always can drive, and if he can drive and make it, then we'll have a really good chance. Also with Melo. Melo's a really good driver, passer, shooter, and most of all, defender. He can keep his man in front of him for 15 days if he had to.
As we remember from the Gate City game in the Arbus Classic, Melo did very good against Zach Irving, who's probably one of the top players in their state. He is playing at Wofford next year. So let's discuss next year's impact player.
I think next year's impact player will be, besides Charlie, I think it would be Obaya Rilliford. He's just like Melo, except for he's a little bit younger and he has to learn a little bit more. But he's super good. He's a really good player. He listens to his coach too, which is amazing. But what I also saw is whenever he knows he plays bad, he doesn't just go lay down and sit down and just poor me. He goes and admits to his coach. I was sitting down with my dad in the office, and guess what? He literally came in there out of nowhere and said, "Coach, I'm sorry, I had a bad game, and please forgive me for this game." And I was like, wow, that's pretty brave for a player to do that. And I was like, I couldn't ask for a better player, honestly. So, yeah, back to you.
I understand completely, Colton. And now we're going to share some stories from players that we know. I'm going to start off with Charlie Browder. Charlie used to be my neighbor, and we used to play mini basketball with each other. And one day when we were playing, I was like 7 and he was about 11. One day we were playing and I was backing him up, and I ran him into the door and it broke my door.
Wow. Just wow.
Cooper. So Charlie's a big kid.
Mine's about Miller Wadsworth. He comes to my house and we like to play. A few weeks ago, he came to my house. He almost got me a Fortnite win. I was pretty impressed. He's an awesome Fortnite player, and like he could go down in DB history with Charlie probably. You think so?
I agree completely.
What do you think? What, you want to go to the girls team now?
Sure. For the girls, who do you think will be their impact player?
I don't know her name, but their impact player might be the smallest girl on the team.
Jaden?
The point guard.
Jaden?
Yes. She's a really good player. Like, just because, like, I'm pretty small for my team, but I don't stop trying. She's just like that. Just like that. I mean, like, I can... She's a really good impact player.
And I will also have to agree with Colton, because you all already know that Courtney Whitson is going to have a good game, but you need Jaden Potts to have a good game, because if she has a good game, that sets up your whole offense and defense.
I agree with that.
I think next year she will have a good season. She'll have more knowledge, and I think her offensive skills will awaken. This year she's kind of been quiet and hasn't really scored that much, but that is because of Courtney Whitson and how much she scores.
Yeah, but I don't have any complaints about Courtney Whitson. She's actually really good. She gets offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, and she also passes it whenever she sees an open man. And whenever she has it, whenever, and she is like one of the best decision makers I could imagine, honestly. So one of her amazing plays I've ever saw is whenever she faked it, a pass down low, it got that man like looking at the other person, and she just had a wide open three and made it. I mean, that was an awesome decision, just like Charlie Browder.
The Lady Indians will be playing tonight at 7. So if you want to watch that, come to us.
I have one more person I would like to talk about. His name is Jordan. He is a boy that will go in like DB Legends. He's like Charlie Browder. He's tall, he can dunk, and
where does he go to school?
He goes somewhere in college, I can't remember. He's Courtney Whitson's, he was amazing. Like, I wish he was still on the team, but whenever he gone, I got really sad. So, if he was still on this team, I think we would be the perfect team.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Let's look at next year's starting five. Who do you think will play point guard?
Obiah Relaford.
I can agree with that. He probably could start right now, but you have Murray Foreman, who's probably our best players. Who do you think will play shooting guard next year, Colton?
Jaden Alderson and Zane Woodson.
I completely agree with that. Jaden can shoot the three and has great decisions. Zane Woodson is a great defensive player, but is still developing. Who do you think will play...
Charlie Browder. Braxton Kobaki. No, Jason or Braxton Kobaki.
I agree with that. Jason adds another big to your lineup. Very athletic. Braxton Kobaki, very hard worker. He's like me. He's not the tallest, but he still works down there and scores. Obviously, we'll have Charlie in the five because it's Charlie, and he already starts as a junior. Let's take a moment to discuss DB's chances versus Bearden in the sub-state.
I think it's 50-50, maybe.
I have to disagree and say it's 30-70 to them. I mean, Bearden's really good. They could probably play a national schedule and still have a winning schedule. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I actually do agree with that. I mean, because Bearden's beat them a lot, number one. Number two, Bearden, whenever DB sees Bearden, they're like, oh no, we're going to lose. They don't need to put themselves down so much. If you put yourself down, they put the team down. When it puts the team down, you don't play. And whenever you don't play good, you don't... Whenever you don't play good, it hurts your team. And then they'll say, like, they're not trying. We're going to win because they're not trying, and we can just... like, keep playing defense on them, score on them, steal from them, because they're just being lazy.
I completely agree with you. I would like to give an example from my basketball team. We were coming into the season, we weren't supposed to be very good. We had lost our big and just didn't really have any size. But we still went 23-4 because of hard work and determination.
I completely agree with that statement.
Let's take a moment to discuss college basketball, the top five, and what has happened there. Man. As we know, Tennessee has dropped down to number five, and Zion Williamson is hurt, and Duke lost.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be the number one?
I think
coming next Tuesday.
Maybe Kentucky or Virginia. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but maybe.
I agree with that. I'm taking a second to look at the top five now. Give me a second. Oh, crap. Yeah, we got it. Okay, so we have Duke at number one, Gonzaga at number two, Virginia at number three, Kentucky at number four, and Tennessee at number five. I personally think that...
Virginia. Or Gonzaga.
I think that Gonzaga should be... I think Tennessee should bump up to number three. Kentucky should stay at four. And Duke should bounce back to five. Just because of where Duke has lost to Gonzaga and North Carolina and Syracuse.
I sort of disagree with that. Because, number one, Kentucky beat Tennessee pretty bad.
But Kentucky has also lost four games.
I know.
Let's see who's Kentucky's lost to. They have lost...
Alabama, I know that game.
They lost to LSU.
Yeah.
They lost to they beat Kansas. That was a good win for them. They lost to Alabama. They beat UNC. They got beat by Seton Hall. And they got beat by Duke at the first of the year. With those three losses, that's four. Seton Hall and LSU. Those are bad losses. Kansas, I understand, because Tennessee lost. Tennessee also has the second-best record in NCAA. I think that Gonzaga should be number one. Virginia should be number two. Duke should be five. Kentucky should be four. And Tennessee should be three.
I think I think Gonzaga should move up to number one. Duke go five, yes.
I agree with that.
Virginia go to number two. Tennessee go to number four. Tennessee go to number three. Then Kentucky stay at four. Then Duke go to five.
I completely agree with that. Oh, looks like we're out of time. That's all we have for today. Subscribe to our channel. Please donate to keep our podcast up and running. And we'll see you next time. This is DB Hoops from Belkin Husdown.